if you're a little like me and you're here, there's chances that you like superheroes. And it means that you know who are the actors that played superheroes. You saw their transformation. If you looked closer to their transformations, here's what you heard.
You ate a lot. It's 6,000 calories, and it's not the calories you necessarily want.
The tricky part was eating.
You have to eat lots?
Just eating everything all the time.
You just have to eat a ton of calories.
Probably somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 calories a day. That's very balanced of carbohydrates and fats and proteins.
How long did it take to be that?
To get to that stage, yeah. It took 5 months of pre-production training, and that was about 4 months into shooting. Yeah, so 9 months.
They all basically say that they eat about 6,000, 8,000, 10,000 calories a day of white fish and nuts and seeds and good foods and no carbs. I mean, there are some truth to that, but it's not all there is. The thing is, if you want to eat about 6,000 calories a day, you'll see that it is a full-time job. It is pretty much all you'll be doing, unless you eat a bunch of crap. And by what they tell us, this is not what they do. So it means that they have to always be eating, or they're not saying exactly the real amount of calories they have. That's all right. This is not why we're here. I'm here today because this is what I'm going to do. I mean, it is winter and it's a goodbye abs situation. I do that every single year. And I'm not going to go into like crazy level of trying to eat 6,000 calories a day. This is not the point. This is way too much. I don't burn anywhere near 5,000 calories a day. So I'm not going to go there. One of the reasons why they also have that amount of calories is that they are on a time crunch. They have to look a certain way by a certain time. They, for example, would, you know, get a role. I mean, I'd be happy with that. But if they were to give me a role and say you need to be 200 pounds of lean muscles by X amount of date, like 6 months from now, let's hope they give me a year. Let's go a year from now. And they do that. It means I need to gain about 20 pounds of muscles. So what I would do is I would take the initial 12 to 15 weeks and try to gain 2 pounds right there and put 30 pounds on me. I get to 210, right? At 210, most likely I'm crazy strong, and this is insane. And probably to get to 210, well, don't forget, they pay me now to do that. It means that they send me food, and all I have to do is eat, work out, recover, work out, work out, work out, work out, recover, recover, work out, recover. You know, this is all I have to do now. I don't have anything else because they gave me millions just to look a certain way. Chances are I'm gonna get there, right? So I would just like go as fast as possible there, and then I would get crazy strong, and then I would lean down back to around that 195, 200 pounds. Most likely I would have gained a bunch of muscle, hopefully, but I've been doing that for a while now, so chances are, personally, I couldn't get to that level unless I have some help, you know. Nonetheless, this is kind of what they do. They have a timeline. Here's what they need to hit. They have to go as fast as possible. So for a certain time, yeah, they might be eating about 6,000 calories a day. Don't worry. They don't only eat chicken, rice, and broccoli. They eat pretty much anything at that point. Obviously, real food, whole food, but a bunch of fat. You know, they need a bunch of calories to get there. Once they're there, now, you know, it's about looking the part, and you can do that too. Here's what I'm going to do. Every single year I put about, you know, 10 pounds on me. So I put an initial 12-ish, 10, whatever pounds on me for a couple of months. You know, usually I go about 1 pound a week. For me, now it looks at 3,600 calories. When I eat 3,600 calories, I can have that from mostly whole food and good food. I do cheat when I have to do that from time to time because it gets very, very hard to do, but it is possible. If I wanted to go faster, which we'll see, I don't think I will, but if I wanted to go faster, I would go to about 4,200 calories. The thing is, you and I don't have time to do that. 4,200 calories, this is a bit insane. It's a whole crazy day food, and yeah, you can maybe do that like on the weekend, but throughout the week when you're at work, when you have a bunch of other stuff to do, I mean, chances are you're not going to get there. So you need to make sense with what you're doing. If you want to gain and look a certain way, you do need more calories. So find your number. Mine, I know with, you know, the amount of energy I exert in a day, which is around 3,000, I know that if I eat 3,600, at the end of 1 week, I'll have gained 1 pound. This is the hope. I'm starting like now, so we'll see what happens. But my goal is to do that. I wake up in the morning, I walk the dog, I come back, I walk around with my clients a lot, then I work out, walk the dog again, walk around again, walk the dog again. So I'm fairly active in my day, so this is why I need about 3,600 calories. Hopefully I see the scale move. If I don't, I need to readjust and I need to eat more. This is what they do, you know? Then it's all about the time you want to do it in. Personally, I need about 10 to 12 pounds of muscles on me. Weight, honestly, it's not going to be very much muscles at the beginning. So I need 10 to 12 pounds of weight on me. So it's about 10 to 12 weeks, depending on how fast it goes. If I wanted to go faster, I could. I don't really want to. If you are not in a time crunch and you don't want to put too much fat on you, you don't have to go to that extent of 500 calories a day in a surplus, which is what I'm doing. You can go 250 calories a day in a surplus, and that's going to get you to 0.5 pounds, 0.25 kilos a week. And then you repeat that, you want to gain 5 pounds, then that's 10 weeks. Very simple. It's just the math, but you need to know what they are. I'll keep you posted on how everything, you know, works and how everything all looks in the long run. But right now I'm sitting at around 180 pounds. I don't know what it is in kilos, 81 maybe, something like that. So I'm sitting at 180 pounds and I've never been to 190. I've never been to a solid 190. I've been to 185. Last year was 185, and I've seen 190 once or twice, but it was basically because I had a lot of food and a lot of water, and you know, I stepped on the scale, I saw 190, I was like, yay! Next morning, it was back to 185. So I've never seen a solid 190, which probably means that at night, when I go to bed, I should be 193. This is what I'm going to try to do with everything you and I go through, meaning work, life balance kind of stuff, right? My life is a bit more fitness than most likely yours is. Nonetheless, it is doable. All you have to do first, sit down with my fitness pal, look at the amount of calories you have in the day, right? But if you want to produce change, if you want to look like a superheroes that we see actors do, they go a crazy amount of length very, very, very fast. It is Hollywood, so sometimes they're gonna lie a bit to us, like, yay, this is what I did exactly to the point. I ate 6,000 calories a day. Who knows, right? Someone does, some people know, we don't. We can only assume that's what they do. But if they eat 6,000 calories a day and they wanna gain 20 pounds, and they only have 20 weeks to do it, that means that if they eat 6,000 calories a day, they burn 5,500. It is a lot of burning. This is what I mean by it is probably unlikely that you can eat 6,000 calories a day. I have clients who try and eat 3,000. This is a job, like full time. They're just like, I'm only eating, I know. So try double that, crazy, almost impossible. But yeah, nonetheless, you know, we'll see how that goes. The process remains the same. If you see an actor do one thing, it is applicable to us as well. It's just a matter of knowing exactly the amount of calories and everything. So mine is 3,600 calories. This is what I'm going to do. I'll show you later on what it looks like, really, in terms of like food in a day and whatever. And the amount of activities and the workouts. So keep, you know, stay posted with for the workouts, for what I do in terms of that. But yeah, I will try and get to a solid 190, like solid 190, to then lean down for summer and be 182, 183 during summer, but as lean as what I was last summer at 177. That means I'm trying to gain 5 pounds-ish of muscles. Yeah. I don't know if I can do it. I know I can do it in terms of like skill and everything, but gaining 5 pounds of muscle when you've been working out for 18 years is pretty insane. You probably can do it, depending on how long you've been working out and how often you've been doing that. Most likely, if you do that with me, you'll get there. But hopefully I do as well. Let's see how that goes. Let's see how everything pans out. In the meantime, I just had lunch and now I'm gonna go have some snacks. This is what it is, guys. I need to eat. That's just how it works. So try that as well. Find your numbers, find everything. If you need more help than that, well, let me know. But if you wanna look like a superhero, you need to eat, train, sleep, recover like a superhero. So yeah, keep that in mind.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to know more about how I can help you make fitness a sustainable lifestyle, you can reach out to me on any social media platform at Joe Gagne Trainer. Thanks again. Till next time.